Now, this defeat in the Bay of Pylos and then the subsequent blockade of Sphacteria had surprising results in Sparta. Because out of the blue, the Spartan government sued for peace with Athens. And in the process, it asked for safe passage for the 420 troops on the island of Sphacteria. Now, this is startling. The Spartans suing for peace. We're accustomed now to the Spartan ethos of dying in battle or having your mother kill you if you come home as part of a defeated force. So we need to try and come up with an explanation for why the Spartans sued for peace like this. We would surely expect that the 120 Spartiates on Sphacteria would be sacrificed by the state. Losses of war. In fact, we'd even think that those Spartiates on the island would expect to be abandoned. But far from it. So what's going on here? Well, there's no compelling reason why the Spartans took the course of action they did with the Athenians. There is not one definitive answer. Perhaps their appeal for peace might be linked to the declining manpower problems that the Spartans were facing, as we talked about in Lecture 16. Remember that the entire core of Ephebs was wiped out in that great earthquake of 464. And we're now in 425. Now, 120 soldiers on Sphacteria doesn't sound a lot, does it? But if the Spartans were desperate to get them back because of manpower shortages, then we can see how seriously that earthquake, 40 years ago, had affected them. Now, all of a sudden, the Athenians had the chance to end hostilities. Cleon was now kingpin in the assembly, but what he did has earned him pretty much universal condemnation on the part of modern historians. He persuaded the people to reject the Spartan overtures for peace. Now, at first sight, this seems rash, especially as the Athenians were still recovering from the plague. That had run its course in about 428, but it took 15 years or so for the Athenians to recover fully from it. And as I said, modern historians have condemned Cleon for this course of action. I think he was right. You see, when the Spartans, or rather what the Spartans wanted, put my other teeth in today, what the Spartans wanted was an armistice. And an armistice is not a peace. It's really no more than a truce, is it? Cleon, I think, rightly saw that any truce, well, let's use that word, any truce agreed to at this time on terms that left the Spartans as powerful as they were at the start of the war would be ephemeral. Because once the Spartans got their troops back from Sphacteria, then it would be a return to the days of 431. The resources on each side hadn't diminished that much. Now remember Thucydides' truest explanation for the war. And this truest explanation was Sparta's fear of the growth in Athens' power. Now this wasn't going to abate. The Athenians, if war ended now, would then focus on extending their empire. That's what they've been doing since they founded the thing in 478, the Delian League. The Spartans would continue to be afraid of the growth in Athens' power. So eventually, the two sides would clash again. A truce now, an armistice, call it what you like, wouldn't achieve anything in the long run. Cleon, I would argue, knew the value of imposing terms on the Spartans. And the only way to impose terms on them was by defeating them fair and square, not agreeing to let them get troops back that would, as I said, restore the status quo.